relax, or you could just max. It really doesn't matter, just stay the hell back. Popping much junk, now the time has erosion. I pick your card and your name has been chosen. Not all about the mopping or the stick-up scene. You know what I mean? I'm the PMG, in the place to be. Block rhyming and locking, around the tick-tocking. Sucker steady clocking at the same time jocking. So a brother like MD takes a chill and lay low. Hypnotize your girl while the funk flow. I got more gas to keep me pumping.
Hey!
Just like Eddie. The same
Welcome, everybody. Shut Up Cincinnati, episode number 14.
I don't know what that was.
It was a good one, though.
It was just a bunch of noise, right?
Yeah, but it made it sound like I was excited and real glad to be here.
Well, you probably are. You're probably happy to get out of the fucking house.
I'm glad to be anywhere.
Yeah, like right now we're in the garage and I hear the birds chirping outside and it just seems beautiful, I think, because I'm not sitting on the couch doing not shit right now.
Shit, no. I was driving here, windows down.
Oh, yeah.
You know that summertime driving where you get the music cranked up real loud and I'm like, hey, this is cool. And then I realized, fuck, I'm the only one on the road.
You know, that's the only time I listen to reggae.
Really?
Usually when it starts getting warm outside and I'm driving around, that's my reggae time of the year. I'll blast some reggae, turn the windows down. And I don't listen to reggae in the winter.
No, but it's funny you say that because everybody's got a kind of music they listen to at that time.
I'm sure, yeah.
Mine's 80s music.
Really?
I go back to my high school days, a lot of U2 and shit like that, hair band stuff. That's what I crank when I'm driving and the weather's nice.
Yeah, when the weather's nice, when it's first starting to come nice anyways, it's reggae. And then when the weather's starting to turn the other way, like fall, I'm mostly all punk rock in the fall.
Really?
I stick to the hard stuff in the fall. I don't know what that is.
I don't think I have a fall.
I think I'm preparing for winter, you know what I mean? I
yeah,
get the
maybe.
Hardness on.
I just have the summer, beginning of summer, and then the summer. To me, when I'm driving around in the summertime, I think, fucking how cool high school was, and I just go back to the music in high school, because I had a fucking great time in high school.
High school is whatever for me.
Yeah, but I had a great time.
Yeah, you did some Mellencamp peeking in high school?
I think Mellencamp was probably, you know, it was a lot of AC/DC back then. You listened to a lot of them.
I'm not talking about the music. I'm just talking about all of his songs about people peeking in high school.
No, I didn't peek. but we always...
Glory days. Well, that's Bruce, but either way.
That's Bruce, but they had the group of friends. We had a place we went to in the desert, in the mountains. It was almost impossible to get to. You had to have four-wheel drives to get there, and we would just go build bonfires every weekend and look at the city. It was pretty much the coolest fucking thing ever.
That's cool. We had a place like that in high school, too, but it didn't have a view. It was out in the middle of nowhere. But the good thing about that place was our friend George, more of an acquaintance for me, but, you know, I didn't mind him. But I had friends that were close to him. Anyways, his parents pretty much didn't give a shit, and they had a lot of property out in the middle of the country, and they would every fall they would do a like a haunted trail, but they hadn't done it in a while, but all
that's
the props
cool.
and stuff were still back there.
Oh,
so
that's
we'd go take our asset and walk the haunted trail, and there'd be crosses all over the place. They had this
skeletons and shit.
They had this medieval castle built back there that was fucking awesome. I mean, I'm not talking about like some cheap shit. This was they put some time into it, built things.
Yeah.
It was freaky, especially the first time. Like, you know, everybody's first time back there, you knew.
You're tripping on acid?
Or you could pretend, like, you know, that you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And bring someone else new back there, and all of a sudden they see the three crosses lined up. I'm like, oh, shit.
Someone died here.
Yeah. People get really freaked out.
My best high school memory, one of them, I had so many. Fucking high school was cool for me. I was one of those guys that really had a good time in high school. I had a friend, Doug. There was like 20 of us that hung out together, but, you know, then it breaks up into little groups that you do things with. And there was like four of us, me, Doug, Mike, and a guy named Sean. And one day we decided that we wanted to have a party. You know, people have these keg parties and blah, blah, blah. Back then it was kegs, no bottles or anything. You brought kegs.
For the big parties, that's what you try to get.
And Doug's parents, God, they were so cool. They offered to let us have this party. And normally when you have these parties, you know, 30, 40 people show up from your high school, you know. We decided to have a toga party because we were watching Animal House, God's honest truth. And this is legendary back then, at least at my high school it was. We decided to have a toga party, and we made some rules that if you didn't show up in a toga, even if you were our friend, you weren't getting in. Well, bottom line is somebody leaked it to a couple local radio stations and it got everywhere.
Jesus.
Bottom line is we had at least 1,000 people show up for this party, went through 19 kegs of beer. People showing up from high schools 40, 50 miles away.
Who's buying all these kegs of beer?
We had guys that would continuously run. We had a couple college buddies that were 19. You only had to be 19 at the time.
Oh, okay.
And what we would do is we'd come in with two kegs. We charged $3 to get in. once we had enough for another keg, we sent them out. But they were coming in so fast, we were turning people down.
So they didn't have cops back in the day, huh?
They did, but as long as it was contained and nothing bad was happening, they really didn't care. He lived at the end of a cul-de-sac,
mm-hmm.
and we just had this massive party, and we were just like legends for about 2 weeks after this party was over. You know what I mean?
You couldn't get away with that these days.
Oh, no.
But yeah, it was especially awesome. In a cul-de-sac. I mean, like I said, my friend that lived out in the country, we could get away with a lot of shit because we were literally probably a half mile away from the road by the time we were,
yeah.
you know, on his property. Nowadays, though, man, you get just the cars by themselves will bring them.
Well, it was pretty cool. I mean,
cops are just looking for things to do these days.
They are, but then they just didn't fuck with you back then. I think the cops did show up once or twice, basically made us go out and into the cul-de-sac and pick up cups and garbage that people had thrown mm-hmm. as they were leaving. But other than that, we didn't have one fight. You know, you figure these stupid high school
Yeah, that's
things.
Amazing in itself. There was always a fight.
Not one fight. Just good time.
Some
in
great
backyard.
Fights, too, though. I love the good fight. I didn't ever like getting in fights. I'm not a fighter, but I love watching fights.
Yeah, we had a good rivalry. We got in a couple fights with a rival high school. And
you're so old. This sounds like some 1960s, 70s shit where people dressed up and like the movies that you see. You know,
in my town, in Tempe, Arizona, where I grew up, there was four high schools.
Yeah.
One was right on the edge towards Chandler, and it was mostly friends we knew. And the thing about it is it was all people you went to middle school with, and mm-hmm. then wherever you lived, they shipped you to which high school you were going to go to.
Okay, so you knew them a little bit.
Right, except for one high school. This were the kids that lived that way and went to a different middle school, so we didn't know them. We kicked the shit out of them in football all the time, but they were much, much tougher fighting-wise than we were. So every time we got together and had a fight with them, we usually ended up losing. Because these were the farm boys from the area, you know what I mean? But we didn't have one fight that night. It was the best party I think I'd ever been to growing up. It was the toga party of 1982.
Sounds like a great time.
It was a pretty good time, man. We had a guy actually brought his little DJ set up and cranking music. And yeah, nobody called the cops. Nobody did shit. They didn't care.
Hey, speaking of fighters, did you hear about John Jones?
No.
Got arrested again.
Drugs?
This motherfucker cannot stop. He just, the greatest fighter of all time. And imagine another sport. Imagine basketball and Michael Jordan was a complete fuck up off the court. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't happen. But MMA, the greatest fighter ever, is a fucking loser. You know what
this
I mean?
Like drugs again?
Weed, but weed's not a big deal. He was wasted and apparently driving around and shooting his gun by himself. You know, the cops found him, pulled over. Completely shit canned. He failed 5 out of the 6 test, something wow. like that, of just the field sobriety test.
That's apparently, just a waste of talent.
Yeah, right apparently there. The cop said he had weed just all over his shirt. This sloppy fuck is just, you know, has weed on his shirt from trying to probably smoke a bowl as he's too wasted. He had 3/4 of a bottle of whiskey gone next to him and a gun with one missing round. Now, the reason the cops were called in the first place is because they heard the gun going off. Someone called the cop.
He was just driving around shooting.
Apparently, he had one spent round also in his car. So obviously, he's the one that shot it.
You're right. Best MMA fighter there is out there.
This is his third or fourth strike.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he may be done. They don't really put up with that shit in the commissions and stuff. They might suspend him enough where his career is done.
They might.
I mean, he's not a young man. I mean, he's not old. I think he's like 32 or 33 now. You know, he started so young.
He's got 4 or 5 years left.
Yeah, but if they give you a 3-year suspension, good luck. You know what I mean? By the time he was already kind of, I think, losing a step. But yeah, you get him away 3 years and that guy's done. You ruined a career.
The best career.
Even though I will think back now, Mike Tyson did have that problem.
He did.
And he was the greatest of his generation.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson had that problem after Customato died and all that. He went off the deep end in every way there is to go.
Yeah.
Customato kept him level. Kept his head on straight, and then when he died, it was just it, man. He had all this money, he had millions of dollars. He said, now what do I do? There's nobody here to tell me what to do. Just go fucking crazy.
Yeah, he completely lost. Plus, Mike Tyson had a fucked up childhood and everything else. I don't think John Jones is the victim of that.
No.
I mean, two of his brothers are in the NFL. He's an MMA champion. He was a high school wrestling guy. He's been a badass for a long time. And I remember when he first broke on the scene, his first title fight when he beat Shogun Hua, and at the time Shogun Hua was the man. You know what I mean? The people that watched that sport, Shogun Hua was unstoppable.
Right.
And here John Jones comes and just fucks him up the first try.
Yeah.
And just fucked him up. Wasn't scared at all. Came in there jumping. It was a crazy fight. Anyways, and before that fight, there was a lot of press because he caught a robber. Some chick got her purse stolen, you know, and he ran him down and got the purse back and stuff like that. This guy was like painted as a superhero when he first came on the
scene.
John
Jones?
Yes. And now he's just, he's done.
You know what? That's why a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this. You especially, I know you are, because we've talked about it off this. That's why I still think...
No, I won't join the Klan with you. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, I'm leaving it.
Anyways,
fuck off, man. Don't label me that.
I'm not.
I think people entering pro athletics should still be required to go through the fucking 4 years of college. I just do. What you're doing, and you're seeing more and more of this, these unbelievable, incredible athletes are suddenly 18 or 19 years old and given a check for $10 million. What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
Most of the time it doesn't, though.
But sometimes it does. It's happening more and more. It didn't happen.
I get you. But if you look at the plain numbers, now, if you looked at the people that could have left after their freshman year of college and made millions of dollars and supported their family and everything else, been poor for fucking their whole lives, you know, those guys that are going to get some kind of injury going into their senior year at some time during those next 3 years and miss out on all that money, you got to kind of average those out. Is there more people that fucking lose their shit over getting that money? Or is there more people that are going to never get the chance to get that money? Even though they had the talent, maybe more so. You know what I mean? Yeah, and you got a chance to lift up. Some of those guys can lift up a whole community to a certain extent. I mean, someone like LeBron James.
Most
of
them don't.
No, you're right. Definitely don't. But they usually at least lift up the people around them.
Everybody forgets all about the fucking recruiting violations and all that other bullshit that LeBron James, suddenly when he's in high school, suddenly his mom's driving around a brand new Escalade. Well, let's sweep that under the rug because it's LeBron.
Yeah.
Other kids are getting their scholarships revoked because some guy gave him a suit to go to a wedding in.
But that's some stupid shit anyways. LeBron James never went to college, so he never signed anything. He's just a high school kid.
If someone wants to give his mom a car,
who gives a shit?
Well, it's a violation.
Of what? Of who?
What are you talking about?
Who's violating it? It's a violation in college, but it's not a violation in life.
It's a violation in high school. He went to a
Do high schools private... have violations with
yeah,
that, Tim?
Of course they do.
I don't know high school rules. I'm making shit up.
Of course they do. He went to a private Catholic high school.
Well, I'm on the understanding.
That's part of the scholarship that he was receiving mom getting a brand new Escalade.
Fair enough, but I think that's a bullshit rule anyways.
Well, see, I disagree. I think what's happening more and more and more is these... I mean, because let's face it, man, the athletes today are just so much better athletes than they were when I was a kid. I think they had more heart back then. I think today it's kind of all about the money, but that's one of the driving forces.
No, athletically, every generation is getting more athletic.
Well,
there's no question about that. I don't think anyone would disagree.
No, they're stronger. They're faster. Yes. They can do. And you got kids. I watched a video on YouTube last week of a kid in eighth grade that was doing 360 dunks.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that when I was a kid. You didn't see it.
Yeah, you look at football. If you put
kid
like
6'1".
If you put in just like a regular everyday starter in the league right now compared to 1970, if you just dropped them in the 1970s linebacking crew, they'd be superstars.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just athletically, they're
saying. You're taking these kids that are, a lot of them do have nothing growing up, but then all of a sudden you're saying, hey, you're 18. Here's a check for $8 million. Mm-hmm. That's your signing bonus. What's a kid going to do with that money? He's going to go out and get in fucking trouble.
Sure, but he should still get it because someone else is going to make $20 million off of him. He shouldn't get paid for it.
See, and I disagree with college athletes getting paid. I disagree with it.
I don't. And it's just me, I guess, in general that believes the workers should be the ones making the money. And those are the workers.
Paying your dues. You're getting you and I both know our buddy Nick that has student loan debt up to his ass,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be paying on it. It's like a mortgage. He pays on it for like 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. These kids aren't going to have that. They're going to get an education. They're going to get a degree, and they're going to have zero student loan debt. To me, that's called paying your dues.
These kids don't want that a lot of times, though. They went there to play football or play basketball, and if they don't make it to the pros, that the rest of it didn't really mean shit, and they don't use it anyways a lot of times. I mean, we've seen a couple college athletes that...
You're not supposed to hand people things. You're supposed to give them opportunities to do things.
You're not handing them something. They spent 18 years to become the player that they are.
I'm not questioning that.
The hard work's already been put in. Now they should get paid. I mean, you shouldn't be getting paid in high school, but I think once you're a professional, when you turn 18, if I go out and start construction at 18, they're paying me. I'm not as good, but they're still paying me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like anything, if you go do a job, you should get paid. And the pay should be somewhere in consistency for what you're bringing in also. So yeah, the construction company might be not making that much money, so they're going to pay me $12 an hour. Well, the college people are making a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, so to give them
a degree that maybe equals out to $100,000 at a decent school, it's probably more than that. But either way, that's an inflated price to begin with. It actually costs the school not shit. That's just what they would charge other people.
Right. See, so I think schools giving them should be nonprofit.
The school's giving them something that doesn't cost them anything. You know, the teachers are already paid. They already got dorm rooms. I mean, that's the shit's getting paid for by the other students already. So out of their pocket, nothing's really coming. Yet they're getting an athlete. You know, a giant athlete like a Carmelo Anthony back in the day or something like that. They can just blow up your fucking school.
Right.
And now it's bringing millions and millions and millions of dollars in.
Well, I mean, and I totally understand everything you're saying. But my whole point is, I think that a big problem with our country today is the student loan debt and all that.
Yeah.
I think all universities should be a nonprofit deal.
I agree.
And that's what I think. And if it's a nonprofit deal, if you're not making $800,000 every basketball game or every $10 million every football game, then you shouldn't be paying these athletes because the school should be making nonprofit. I agree with all that, and I agree with what you're saying, but college has always been, when I was growing up, the role of colleges as far as athletics goes was to say, okay, you had your high school coaches, which really don't know shit. We're now real coaches who are going to make you better and push you on to the next level. That's the way college always was designed when I was a kid. They take somebody with the raw talent and blah, blah, blah. And I do agree that everything's different. Now these kids are coming out of high school basically ready for the NBA and ready for the NFL. They're that good.
Well, the NBA more so than the NFL, because I think just the physical growth maybe doesn't happen completely out of high school. You got your freaks like LeBron that were built like a man out of high school.
Right.
The football players, they're still thinner.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're still not NFL size.
Right. And you're right, because they haven't hit everything yet. Yeah. And another, the only difference to me is baseball. Because you got the major leagues, and then you have three or four junior leagues that each club has a franchise at to train and bring them up.
Baseball's a weird sport anyways, because I don't think there's anyone that's good enough to come out of high school and play in the pros.
A lot of people, there's a shit ton of people that out of every sport, baseball is the one that has more kids out of high school. Because they put them in these rookie leagues and these AAA.
That's what
AA,
I mean.
AA.
I mean, they go straight to the majors. That baseball, that's why I think baseball might be the hardest sport at a professional level.
To get to the top.
Well, just in general, just the hardest to do. Because at a professional level, it still takes them so long to get into the pros. Like we said before, some people can jump straight from high school and be not only good to the NBA, but be a top 20 player in the NBA.
Right.
You know, obviously that's a freak, but there still were plenty of people that went straight from high school to the NBA.
Right.
And that were viable. NFL, you see people maybe play 1 or 2 years and go, and they can still be decent. But baseball, you rarely see anyone younger than like 23 or 24 actually make it to the club.
All right. You never see that.
It's very rare.
Unless you're a guy like Griffey, you know, Griffey Jr., things like that.
And he still did a little bit of minor leagues, though.
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little.
But again, Griffey was, in his day, the LeBron James.
You know, he was.
The freak.
Yeah, he was. I don't know. I think athletics has turned into all about money, and you see more and more of these people getting in trouble. The John Jones thing. What a gigantic waste of talent that is.
It's a bummer.
It is. It is a bummer.
Such a John Jones fan. I mean,
is there anyone more fun to watch?
Nowadays, he's not the best to watch. But back when he was coming up and he took chances and everything, he was one of the best ever to watch. And he's still the best ever, in my opinion, as far as just an athlete or a fighter.
Yeah, see, I used to... Now, when I grew up on MMA, and you were not a kid then, but I was watching Chuck Liddell and guys like George St. Pierre. And to me, that was real entertaining.
Chuck Liddell was, because of the way Chuck Liddell fought.
Right.
Chuck Liddell would never work in today's MMA, kind of like we were saying about the other sports. Athletically, Chuck Liddell wouldn't have made it, I don't think. I mean, he would have made it, but he wouldn't have been Chuck Liddell.
Right.
You know, I mean, people would have took him down. His wrestling, he had wrestling.
Matt Hughes, guys like that.
Yeah, these guys were good wrestlers, but nowadays they're getting Olympic champions that are coming over to MMA and stuff.
Right.
Like, now that wrestling doesn't mean as much as it used to back in the day. This sport's still so young. It's just now to the point where everybody is pretty much well-rounded.
Yeah, because back then, you're right. Back then, you had one specific skill.
You had a specific and maybe another.
And you got,
Like Chuck Liddell's big thing is...
You were either a grappler or a stand-up boxer.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell's big thing is he was a wrestler with a little bit of karate background and stuff. I forget what, Kempo karate or some shit like that. But he was a wrestler that would use his wrestling to make wrestlers not be able to take him down so he could just knock him out. And he had lightning in his hands. The guy could fucking punch through anything, and he could take a punch.
Yeah, we definitely could take a punch.
But you only get so many years of that one.
Well, see, when I grew up watching, when MMA first came out, when it was called Ultimate Fighting, who could ever forget the first Brazilian?
Vitor
Hoist Gracie.
Oh, no, he's Gracie.
Hoist Gracie.
He's boring, though.
Yeah, but what's that?
He was boring.
See, he was boring,
mm-hmm.
but he fought guys twice his weight
yeah.
and kicked the shit out of them.
Because he's the only one that knew jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, but I mean, how cool was that to watch? Because back then, there was no weight classes.
No.
You fought whoever.
Yeah.
And when he went in there and fought Olympic wrestler Dan Severn, giant versus a little tiny guy, and the giant would hit him a couple times, and he'd let him get on top of him. Next thing you know, Severn's arms twisted up around his neck, and he can't move, and he taps out.
Do you know why they picked Gracie, Hoist Gracie?
No.
Because he was the worst one in the family.
He was the worst one?
Well, I don't know about the worst, but he was not as good as the good ones, and then he was built kind of like a schlub.
So yeah.
They wanted him to go in there looking like he did, you know, where people are like, I'm going to fuck this guy up and yeah. then choke you out or break your arm or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
that's what he would do.
That's what Gracie Jiu-Jitsu was the ones that started the MMA.
Right.
That was pretty much the first one was just nothing but a display for them. It was just a showcase for their brand
of
martial arts. Of course, because no one else knew the jiu-jitsu.
You remember that Chinese guy that used to fight back in those times? He was bald and he had that long ponytail sticking out of his head. He was one of the big ones back then. But there was no rules back then.
Yeah.
Hoist Gracie wrapped his hand around this ponytail and literally yanked it out, and he was standing there holding a bloody stump of hair, and he didn't break any rules.
No, they had no eye gouging, I think.
No eye gouging, but you could sit there and pound elbows into this guy's face when he was on the ground.
There's a famous one of a guy getting the guy down and where he couldn't move and just kneeing him in, or elbowing him in the nuts, just over and over and over and over again. It was vicious.
It was fun to watch, though.
Oh, it was great to watch. But nowadays, almost all those guys would get slaughtered in less than a minute.
Kind of
new
MMA
fighters. I mean, it's such a different sport than it was then. But it is my favorite, and it's a shame that one of my favorite fighters of all time, John Jones, is he's a fucking loser outside of being ridiculously good at the sport. So you watch any movies or anything since we've been in?
I've been watching all kinds of shit. You know, and it's so funny because you're going to rag me, but...
Of course.
I've had my kid over, but... They've had nonstop Harry Potters on.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
And not that I'm watching them. I'm doing other shit in the background. Yeah. I'm really trying to get the house cleaned and sanitized, a real heavy spring cleaning. But my son's been watching them. So those have been on a lot. And I'll tell you what, 24 fucking hours of live PD is on every fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's getting a little bit, it's getting to the point where, you know, they're showing shootings and shit like that. It's kind of interesting. They're doing the camera live PD from the body cams and all that shit. And that's kind of interesting. But, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of, you know what I got into about a week ago? I started watching the whole Rambo series.
There you go.
I love the Rambos.
So you just go back to things you've never seen before. Or, I mean, that you've seen a million times, rather.
Stuff, yeah, shit that I love.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can sit here and watch the Rambos and all the First Bloods forever.
Yeah.
Love them.
I watched The Hunt the other night, and you got to watch this. It's fucking stupid ridiculous.
The Hunt.
It's called The Hunt. All right. You remember the movie Surviving the Game that had Ice-T in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he was like a bum and they picked him up and they dropped him off and then they hunted him.
Yeah.
Same kind of premise, but not really. All right. This one, the premise is same thing with just elites, right? That are doing this. But these are all elite liberals. All right. And they're picking up Trump supporters.
No
way. Yes. They get 10, 12 Trump supporters. They pick them up. They drug them. They put them in the plane. They fly them to Croatia, I think it ends up being.
Okay.
And they got this place out in Croatia.
And they hunt them.
And they, well, kind of. They have this big box that opens up and they give them all these guns and stuff. So they have guns too. But then as soon as they get the guns, they start picking them off and they kill a decent amount of them right there. But it's the funniest fucking thing. They think they get away at one point and they're in this this gas station. There's this old couple in there and they think it's just people that live there. They told them they're in Arkansas. You know, and at the time, you don't know that they're not in Arkansas.
Oh,
I'm ruining the movie for people, so whatever. That's what I do when I give movie reviews.
And if you survive, you get free health care for the rest of your life?
I don't know. But anyway, so what ends up happening is these two end up poisoning these people and killing them, and there's one, or they kill them all. But then the old lady sees the guy's wedding ring, and she gets like, she's like, oh, and he's like, you know, those were no good deplorables, honey. He's like, I bet you they used the N-word.
No way.
After he just
murdered them all. Is this supposed to be a real movie or is it supposed to be a comedy?
Oh, I laughed. I laughed my ass off multiple times.
You know what I've been wanting to watch and I haven't watched it? A lot of people have. Remember The Purge?
Yeah, The Purge is all right.
It's basically, isn't that what? You get a 24-hour period to kill whoever
you want.
Just kill
whoever you want, yeah. I mean, the first couple, I think, are all right. They've made...
Oh, there's more than one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Now they're reaching. But I remember, I think two of them I liked. I don't know which ones they were. And then they actually had a show on for a while, too, which I don't remember. I even watched it, but same basic concept.
I laid in bed the other night and turned on the second Hostel.
Did it remind you of our studio here, like Ryan said?
No, don't you remember that one? It's where they kidnapped three or four girls, and then they basically had the bidding online.
Yeah.
It was that one.
I love the Hostel movies.
Yeah, I do too. Sick. They're sick.
I love sick, violent, gross movies. Yeah. I'm a fuck up, I guess. Speaking of weird, though, Tiger King. Have you watched it on Netflix?
Tiger Kane?
King.
King, no.
Dude,
the guy with the messed up blonde hair.
You got to watch Tiger King. You have to watch Tiger King, dude.
He's a tiger trainer, right? Like circus tiger trainer?
Who gives a shit? I mean, what he does, that's not the story. The story is him and just how fucking weird. He's a gay dude. He has two husbands. They're all doing meth. Then there's another tiger trainer down in Myrtle Beach that has 10 wives. And they're all fucking crazy. I mean, it's just so many crazy people. There's literally like five stories all rolled into one.
Really?
This
is the guy with the mullet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Joe Exotic. That's his name. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny, man.
All right, I'll watch it tonight.
I mean, and it takes twists and turns you would never expect. It ends up becoming like murder mystery and shit. Like people get killed. It's fucking nuts.
I want to see that.
That's so good.
Because I've been seeing Tiger King popping up all over Facebook lately.
Me too. And every time I see that, my tendency is to go, fuck you guys. I'm not watching that.
Yeah, you know, but watched it.
I watched it, and it's so fucking good. It's so ridiculous.
All right, I'm going to have to watch it then tonight.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
All right, I'll tell you what. Before we go into our emails of the week, I've got a while back called Does That Make Me Gay? Well, I want to revisit that about every month or so, every four or five episodes, because I come up with new questions.
All right, and I think we did that with Nate.
We did.
So this will be just me.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I
think me and Nate think a lot alike, though, so probably would have been the same.
Well, you disagreed on a couple of those. Yeah, because I don't think you're reaching enough. These questions I'm asking you, Nate jumped to fully gay a couple of times and you said partially gay. You really got to look into the actual premise of it. Am I going to a leather bar and picking up dudes and getting railed in the ass? No, I'm asking weird questions. Mm-hmm. So here's my first question. Does that make me gay for the week? Okay. There's a Super Bowl party at your house. Okay. Pause for Wolfie.
My dog entered the studio. He is now being escorted out.
All right, by my wife that has had
a shower cap on, I think, for 10 days straight.
She took a long shower.
She is. Shower cap and slippers. Permanent. It's permanent here in the quarantine zone. Get out of here.
All right. Super Bowl party at your house. Okay, it's all dudes. We're all sitting there and we're all eating wings and drinking beer and talking about pussy and all this other
stuff. Having a good time.
Yeah, just a regular thing. And you look over and I'm fixing your drapes and setting up your window treatment that I think it'll make your house look warmer. Does that make me gay?
No. It's weird, but
I'm just organizing your knickknacks and stuff because I think it'll make your house look more like a home.
My uncle, we always joked around and said he was a fag because my uncle always.
Hey, I did it once. Now you've done it. We cleared it all up. It's a word we grew up with.
Anyhow, my uncle grew up and we would all joke around that he was gay because he was just really into home design and stuff. Yeah. Gotcha, didn't
he? You got me. I got you that time.
Damn.
I mean, how about this? We're all sitting around watching the game, blah, blah, blah. Here's my second one. Does this make me gay? We're all sitting around watching the game and I start scanning the couch of all the guys, telling them ways that they could do different things to their hair and facial features to make them more attractive.
No, that would make you Evo. And we know Evo's not gay.
Okay,
but
cool.
That's exactly what he does to me constantly. Hey, bro, you think about doing this, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know that tall-ass dude that works with us that does, I think, audio video or something like that? The dude's like 6'7", real big tall guy.
Dealer?
No. He does like audio video stuff.
Oh, yeah. Tall, skinny guy.
Yeah. Evo is so jealous of that guy and so mad at that guy at the same time. He went on like a half-hour diatribe about if that guy worked out and took care of himself, he could be the biggest, baddest dude ever. But he doesn't do shit, bro. You can see he just sits there. He's all skinny and shit. You know?
Oh, God.
It was great. But I don't think Evo's gay for a second. I think he's just really into looks for whatever reason.
Maybe that's a Polish thing.
Or whatever the fuck he is.
I think he's Polish.
I think I seen him in that Hunt movie. He's Croatian.
All right, so neither one of those makes me gay.
Nah, that don't make you gay.
All right, just makes me
a little feminine.
Yeah, probably the last party I'll get invited to.
No, I don't care, man. You want to come and tell me what my drapes look like better if I did something? Well, I'll listen.
If you accentuate it, put a little splash of color up in this corner, you might find that it opens up your room a little more.
Dude, I could hear Ryan saying that. Not even kidding.
I can too.
There's just things like that.
With his skinny jeans.
Yeah, with the skinny jeans on, you're like, that guy. And then you'd get to know him. He's like, no. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Ryan cracked me up.
He left it open.
All right, we got some mail. First of all, have I gotten an address yet to send my pizza to my titties?
No, but he did email us. He is.
It's great outside. I think nice. It's supposed to really rain hard tonight. But
hey, I know that she doesn't listen to this, but I was going to go see Devante and her food truck today. She was over in Norwood. It's the first time she's been around my area.
I love that kind of food.
But
Chicago-style food. I grew up on it. My parents owned a restaurant that sold that exact kind of food.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I do apologize. I didn't want to go.
No, those Vienna hot dogs are like butter.
All right, here we go. Chris. Chris is your winner. He wrote us this week. He says, where's my fucking pizza? I'll throw in a pic of my pink beehole for some cheesy bread. Pay up, bitches. So Chris did offer to throw you in a picture of his butthole if you give him some cheesy bread. I'm pretty sure that's not what you're looking for.
And I'm 100% sure that little bastard ain't pink.
Oh, shit. There's... He may have actually. Never mind. I just got a picture. Oh,
God. He did not.
Well, it's not his butthole, but we are getting a live reaction because this is new to me, too. Oh, shit. He did give us a full tuck.
He gave us the Silence of the Lambs, which you fucked me pose. He did the reverse tucky. And the reverse tucky is hard to pull off because it hurts.
That's probably why he looks so uncomfortable on his face.
Oh, my God. All I need is your address, bro. You got that pizza.
And he did confirm that apparently one of our stories, he caught someone's car on fire. Ryan is the one that ended up getting the charges dropped by fucking the girl.
Oh, really?
That's what he's claiming. Now, I remember Ryan did fuck her, but that's funny. He said the girl whose car I set on fire was Kermit. I don't know what that means. I was facing felony charges until Ryan Sexy Bottom went and fucked her, dropped the charges on me.
Nice.
And the state picked up the charges, and I was found guilty of criminal damage by fire. But I guess he didn't get in as much trouble. And he said also the night of his eviction party that I was at.
Is he the guy that peed on the floor?
Yeah, he's the pee floor.
Oh, that's the floor peer.
Floor peer. He was at Ryan's house getting drunk. That's how he remembers it, but he don't remember shit. So who knows what he remembers?
A picture of my pink beehole for cheesy bread.
So there's that. All right, now we got to...
Before we get off that, real quick, email your address. I ain't bullshitting. We run legitimate contests here. That pizza will be on the way as soon as I get your address.
Yeah, Chris, give me the address and give me a good time and day and stuff to send it. I don't want to send you a pizza and you're not be home. So,
right.
All of that stuff. All right. This one is from Shredmaster Miggy.
Shredmaster Miggy.
Subject Coke Dick. Dear Shut Up Cincinnati, the question is for Chris, seeing how his prime was probably during the 70s and 80s during his club days. Which is the 80s, not the 70s.
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Have you ever had a girl do a rail of coke off your giant vein before you railed her? Have you ever put any of the coke up your butt? Have you ever locked off the balls? I don't even know what that one means.
Locked off the balls?
Yeah, and then he said the 80s were probably wild. I wish I had a time machine. Thanks, Shredmaster. Really, he just wants to know have you ever had coke snorted off your dick?
Yes.
What, really?
And a short answer, yes.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a rail.
I wasn't expecting a yes.
It wasn't a rail. Back in the 80s, late 80s, they carried around these little glass vials, and they had a little spoon under the lid.
Oh, I've seen.
And they would pick up that, and this girl and I were messing around in a DJ booth, and she literally took the little spoonful out, put it on the head of my wiener, and hit it off the head. Yes.
That's a story. Good for you.
And it really happened. And then she took a little bit of it. You know how cocaine people always take a little bit and rub it on their gums and stuff? She rubbed it on the head of my dick. And
probably did the same thing.
It did. Made it a little number and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, she did do a bump off my dick.
Good for you.
I've never put any in my asshole, but like I said, she did rub it under the crown of my helmet. And it did exactly what you think it would do. It numbed it a little. It did numb it for a long time, but it numbed it for a little.
And locked off the balls. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what locked off the balls means either.
Sorry, Miggy. But to answer your question, he did get some coke snorted off his dick. And
right off the tip. She put a spoonful on the end of it, and she Did the whole thing right off the tip of my dick.
Off the old
good
dick.
Question.
That was a good question.
Like yeah. I said, I used to DJ some raves back in the day, and there was pretty much nothing that didn't happen in those things.
All right. This is from our friends Get Pussy 69.
Last week he was Wet Sniz. What's his name this week?
Vag Muncher. Vag Muncher. All right.
He's German this week.
Who knows what the fuck this guy's up to? All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. Do you guys believe it's normal when you're spooning with a girl and she's either naked or wearing a thong to lift up her top butt cheek and rest your dick on the lower cheek, then release the top cheek holding your penis in place? No sex involved. Just using it as a holding spot while you sleep. And have you ever tried it?
Answer is no.
Answer is yes.
Really?
Yeah, I've tried that one.
You go first.
Well, there's not much to it. He described exactly what I did.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, I mean, I'm sure I've wedged it in there before. I don't think I've lifted up an ass cheek, it in there, and then weighed it down. But I spoon back, you know, if I'm going to spoon with somebody, I'm probably dating them.
Yeah.
Because I ain't spooning with a fuck buddy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you fall asleep, the spoon's unlocked.
Yeah, basically.
I need to roll the other way and go to sleep or do whatever. But
well, I've definitely fell asleep in the spooning position, mostly because, well, my ex-girlfriend especially, we used to do a lot of drugs. So a lot of times you weren't really falling asleep as you were just zonking out. Yeah, so it definitely happened. And that's when that happened too, because I just, you know, I don't know why.
Well,
just
no, I think the main reason
fucking
that,
weird.
The main reason that I guess I haven't done it is because, and you can look this up, it's scientific fact. When my penis is not hard, it's very small. It's a grower.
Yeah.
So if it's not hard, I'm not going to wedge it in there because it's going to take a little effort.
Yeah.
If it is hard, I don't want to just wedge it in there and go to sleep. I want to bang.
True.
So that's why I think I've never done it. Usually when I'm doing the spooning, I will take her legs, open them up, slide my top leg in between the two legs.
All right.
So that way my knees get a little warmth from the vag.
That is nice.
And I'll fall asleep that way. And when she passes out, I'll flip over and sleep like I normally do.
I definitely have tried it. I think it was only a one-time thing, and I don't know how long it lasted. Like I said, I was probably fucked up. But definitely happened, and I'm more romantic than Chris. So that's all there is to it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
what it is. Yeah, nothing says romance like laying your pecker in her butt crack while she's trying to sleep.
It was very romantic.
Nothing says romance like that.
I guarantee it was romantic.
Right after you wiped your dick on the curtains before you climbed into bed.
They were lovely curtains.
Casanova.
What are your guys' top or three movies? Top three favorite movies.
Of all time?
That's what he's asking. Whatever.
No particular order.
That's a tough fucking question.
It is, but if you had to take three and say, let's just do that.
Three to come straight to my head, too.
Braveheart would be in the top three.
Loved it.
How can you not love that?
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever. Shawshank would probably fall in there.
Barely remember it, but I remember liking it.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once.
I was either going to choose Shawshank or Green Mile there, but I think I like Shawshank a little better.
Shawshank was better.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Both Stephen King novels, right? Novellas.
Yeah. Novellas.
God, that guy's a fucking genius.
Third, let's go with Monty Python and the Life of Brian.
Ooh. That one shows your age a little bit, but not bad. It's still a good one.
That's classic
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, usually that's quite classic when you're younger kind of thing, which probably has some of mine involved too.
With Caddyshack beating on the door at number four trying to get in.
I'm not putting it in an order, but I'll go Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Great movie.
Fucking love that movie. Obsessed with Hunter S. Thompson. I got him looking over my shoulder right now.
And plus, I think that fucking Benicio Del Toro is a cool motherfucker.
And that was one of the best fucking roles. That guy doesn't get the credit he deserves for that acting.
Because
you
got to
know him.
As much as you don't like him, Johnny Depp's a fucking awesome actor.
Hey, you know what about Johnny Depp there that cracks me up? Ever since he did that movie, he pretty much played that same character in every movie. He played Hunter S. Thompson.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka, the Pirate of the Caribbean guy. I mean, all those were kind of variations of Hunter S. Thompson when you really looked at it. He lived with him for like 4 months.
Oh, did he when he was doing that movie?
Yeah, and studied him. And he lived in his basement. He said he was right next to a giant box full of dynamite was his bed.
Really?
Yeah, because Hunter S. Thompson was fucking nuts. He's fucking crazy. And did all that shit. The movie ended up being great. I thought it was I love the book. It's probably my favorite book of all time also. So it was a great representation of that.
Great movie.
Then I'm going to go Big Lebowski. Love the Big Lebowski, dude. One of my favorites. Such a great nihilistic, dumb movie.
It is. Loved it.
Loved it. Number three, and this is not even the great, maybe it's just what it represents for me and how much I love the book and everything else, would be American Psycho.
I love that movie.
The movie was great. It wasn't as good as the book. The book was better, much more violent.
Oh, yeah.
But I fucking love that movie. It was so goofy.
Done, it was.
Done, you know, with the 80s background
all good,
and such.
All good choices.
But I mean, Patrick,
that would have been a tough question if you would have said, give me your top 20 movies.
Yeah, you're right.
Because there's that many good ones.
No, and that's what I said. Is the first ones that really come to my head when someone asked me that are those.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Braveheart automatically pops in there for me.
And then, like, my version of, like, your Monty Python or your Caddyshack would be, like, Half-Baked. Like,
yeah.
I loved Half-Baked, but I was also 17 when it came out, and I was into that kind of shit. So,
right.
You know,
I was a giant Monty Python
guy. I don't
know
if it holds up.
As a matter of fact, Tim T. from work the other day saying he was watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's not that funny. It's one of the greatest movies. You don't have a deep enough sense of humor to be able to sit there and get all the little jokes. That's the thing about English humor.
I don't
English
think
humor,
deep.
These jokes are a lot of times... You have to actually be paying attention to catch him.
I get what you're saying. I'm not an English humor guy for the most part, but I do appreciate Monty Python.
I mean, the movie starts off with the king and riding through the woods on a fake horse, and the fucking his Patsy, his assistant, is banging two coconut shells.
I love that.
That's how the movie starts. And you just realize this is going to be fucking nonsense all the way through, but it's going to be actual intellectual nonsense that you actually have to think about. Classic Python.
No, I do like Python. I can't shit on it.
You can't.
I can't shit on it. I will shit on Tim for not thinking anything of it's funny.
Yeah,
that's weird to me.
Isn't that good? Yeah, you're on drugs.
But that's what I said is that's why people don't like millennials. You know, they see shit like that and they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck you.
Yeah, good call. Good call. What's Eat Vag's next question?
Well, yeah, what is it? Vag Muncher.
Vag Get Muncher.
Do you guys believe there is some form of life outside of this planet? Was he trying to get us to get deep here or something and talk about aliens?
I think
hey, buddy,
he
if
is.
You want to listen to aliens, turn into the Joe Rogan podcast. This isn't us. But yes, I do believe in aliens.
It's not that I don't believe in it, but I don't not believe in it. Seen it. But I'm not fucking vain enough to think that we're the only planet that's
got
existence.
That's what I mean. Like, if you look at fake outer space, as Chris would say, and see all those planets and all those universes and everything else that's out there, like, how could you say 100% no?
You can't.
Yeah, I just don't.
And in my opinion, it's like, no, do I think it exists? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any.
Oh, do I think any have ever came? I don't know about that. You know,
I haven't seen
any real, real good evidence that makes me completely go yes or no on any of that stuff.
Right, because all those UFO sightings, the lights, the weird pattern of lights, that could all be explained in some way, shape, or form, weather balloons or airplanes or whatever. And I'm not saying they're not; they didn't happen.
But they totally could have. I'm just not 100%. You know,
right?
It hasn't been confirmed to me, but I do think they do exist.
I think there's got to be life outside of this planet where the universe is so broad and so gigantic that there has to be.
I agree.
I guess that's the question I've always had. Are there civilizations on other planets that we'll never get to that actually have a fucking space program that are trying to get to Earth one day like we're trying to get to Mars? I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
I just couldn't see how there couldn't be something.
Right. Me too.
I mean, they've never found any life, not just humans, but any life on any kind of other planet so far. But we've only been to a few of them.
I mean, we've had pictures of, you know, we got a lot of pictures of Venus because it's so close and, you know, things like that. And no, they haven't seen any. But I mean, fuck, how much of the planet Earth is uninhabited? A big percentage of it is just empty land and water. You know, what if the ship would have landed on one of those places in the fucking middle of the Sahara Desert somewhere that doesn't have life for 500 miles?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they just assumed it was all that way.
I think we're a little arrogant if we're thinking we're the only planet that's got life on it.
I agree. Don't give a shit either way, really, though.
No, I don't either. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they're there.
I mean, I'd like to see a fucking alien.
Why
a
not?
A real one.
All right, last question. Do you guys think you have gotten off more in your lives from jerking off or from women? Jerking off.
Gotten more in your life?
Have you come more from women or jerking off?
Oh, everybody on the planet's answer is jerking off.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody that's had more sex than to jerk off because...
Well, there might be some people, but they're fucking abnormal. you know, like your Wilt Chamberlains or some shit that are banging 13 chicks a day. I mean, that's different.
Or the crazy people like, I don't want to say crazy. Rewind to the crazy part. Mormons.
Yeah.
That believe that sex is for procreation only.
No, they're crazy. Why do you not want to say crazy? Mormons are crazy.
We're trying not to specifically target a group of people.
No. I will. No problem. Yeah. Mormons, go fuck yourself. That's crazy.
It is written in their religion that sex is for procreation only.
I mean, do your thing. I don't give a shit one way or the other, but you're crazy.
Yeah, I don't think most of the hardcore diehard Mormons jerk off. I think they fuck when it's time to make a baby and... That's it. So, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people, but normal people that you come across...
I think they jerk off. They just feel bad about it. I think it's impossible to do it once or twice, especially as a young person, and not continue.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's impossible.
Jerking off is definitely 100% the answer, and probably 100-fold.
I agree with you. Yeah, I know. That was a weird question, man. You must think you're some kind of Casanova for real.
Because I guarantee...
Or maybe he thinks that other people don't jerk off as much as him, and he feels bad about it or something.
No, everybody jerks off the same.
Don't worry about women included. 69.
But I'll tell you this right now.
Sometimes
you got to
get wrist.
If my kids weren't with me during this lockdown, I'd be knocking off at least two or three a day.
I've done
out of sheer boredom.
I'm the exact opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I've won, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but your family's here with you.
They're only awake till like 9 or 10. I have plenty of time. I can knock one out. I've been married for a long time.
Yeah, I think if my kids weren't with me, I'd get two a day minimum.
Yeah.
Like the other day when my kids were with mom for a while, I was sitting on the couch watching, believe it or not, I swear to God, on ESPN, the Ocho, I was watching professional dodgeball. Swear to God.
I've played professional dodgeball. I haven't played it, but it was
USA versus Canada. And I was watching it, and I'm flipping through my phone, as everybody does.
Yeah.
And hey, here's a thumbnail, got blah, 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 porn thing. I take it, beat off, because I had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking intermission of the dodgeball match. Hey, here's another thumbnail, beat off again. Twice within like an hour and a half.
That's impressive for a jerk-off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got stamina.
Right.
But...
I usually don't have the want of jerking off that much.
No, I told you. We talked about
it.
I
mean, in that amount of time. I just don't,
I was sitting there.
2 a day, okay,
it got hard again.
Yeah.
What do you do with this?
Well, how did it get hard again? Just for no reason?
Oh, no, because I was playing with it. I was sitting on the couch. I just got out of the shower, and I was alone, and I was sitting there, and basically I was laying on the couch butt ass.
Yeah.
And where are you going to rest your hand on the package, you know? See, that's where you get a lot of your fucking exploration, you know? And you're sitting there with your hands on your dick, even if you're not trying to get yourself aroused, you're like, that's where you feel weird stuff in your nuts. And, you know, you see what's down there. You explore. That's what it is. It's exploring.
Hey,
is there anywhere I can poke with my finger that gives me a weird good feeling? No, there's nothing there. Hey, what do you know? What happened?
My dick got hard. Oh, look at that. Hit the button.
Yeah, pizza delivery.
Yeah, well, now it's here.
Yeah. I was talking earlier. I had a new favorite porn. And I can't remember now.
You can't remember your new favorite porn?
Well, it's one I watched the other day, and it was pretty fucking cool. Yeah. I'm looking around the other day.
Yeah.
And they've got, and like I said, I'm into the amateur things like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they had literally 20 to 30 college kids. Okay. I'm probably seniors. They look to be about 24, 25. And mm-hmm. It's not that I'm into the young thing or anything. That's not my thing. But they picked like 10 names out of a hat, took them into a room, and they all played fucking truth or dare with total complete strangers.
That's not what you had told me earlier is your new thing. So you must have a couple new things.
I got
a couple new things.
They're pulling it out. Give oral sex to the person third from your left.
Was this called College Rules by chance?
I don't know, but there was little balloons blown up in the back, and there was these colored... They were total strangers. They didn't know each other.
Well, that's...
And then next thing you know, they're eating butts and stuff. Which one did I tell you about?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that.
It wasn't that?
No, it was something weirder. That's not that weird. I've seen that. There's
it's
actually
pretty cool knowing that they didn't know each other. That was the cool part.
There's a series of College Rules that has a bunch of that kind of... Well, not that kind of stuff, but just college kids that are doing different little games, and it just ends up
like
being them.
College Fuck Fest. There's a website
called College Fuck Fest. That one's a little bit different because they just go to parties. I think those girls...
I think they're actors.
I think those are porn stars that they just go to an actual party, and then they... Yeah. And then they pretend it's different.
You want to kill me?
Yeah.
You want to make me not a fan? Let me find out it's staged.
I'm with you
100%. If I find out it's staged, I'm out. I'll never watch it again.
I tell you, that's why I like Girls Do Porn so much, because those guys have actually been sued, you know?
Yeah. Like, I was watching this one called, it was supposed to be about sorority girls getting hazed during the thing called Haze Her.
Yeah.
And, hey, you want to be a member of this sorority? Come over here and eat this box, stuff like that. Then I found out that a couple of them were doing porn on the side, real actresses. Never watched it again.
Most of them are actually staged. I mean, it's kind of rare. I don't like the staged ones. No, not at all.
You know what I used to love? And this is fucked up. Fucked up. Only because I guess it was a taboo thing. You know what I mean? It was so fucking different. And you're like, God damn, that's rough. But that's what made it so cool.
Yeah.
I used to like the original Bang Bus, where they actually picked up a stranger.
Yeah.
And then they fucking kicked her out of the van instead of giving her the money.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I got to pee. All right, we'll stop right here. And then as soon as she gets out, they drive off. Oh, my God. That was so fucked up. It was so fucking funny.
They had that, like, a Puerto Rican dude with this monster cock, but he had, like, a wart on it, too. It always grossed me out a little bit.
Yeah, but they would offer these girls money.
But they were funny as shit.
They were funny as fuck, because back then you believed it was true.
Yeah.
They offered a girl, hey, I'd like to take this dick for this much money on camera, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you know, my keys fell out the window, and the girl would get out and they'd shove her and take off. Well, not
only
that,
but usually while the one guy was fucking her, the other guy would like make fun of her and say funny comments and stuff.
Like that. Yeah. But then they shove them out. There was another one on a boat called Captain Stabbin'.
A lot of those guys were all done by the same studio.
Yeah, but it's Bang Bus guys. He would get a girl on his little yacht, and then he would bang her, and then he'd shove her overboard and fucking drive off.
That plays to such basic manhood there of just like fuck her and leave her kind of thing.
But it was new. You know what I mean? You never saw shit like that before. It's like, okay, this girl's getting fucked in a van because she was just offered $800.
Yeah.
Then we're going to open up the door and shove her out and take off.
It was great. And they were ahead of the curve as far as the amateur casting porn kind of thing that goes on nowadays, where you just convince a girl to do something for a little bit of money. And that's probably fake, but they did it so good. It was so fucking funny.
I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. And it just played into, like I said, just that basic man, like caveman man. Not like a decent person. I'm talking about the shithead man kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm talking
about.
And
honestly, that's probably all of men's instincts. You know, I mean, we fight them and realize that we shouldn't be those kind of people. But that instinct is probably still there to just go.
Yeah. But it added the comedy element, because they never like physically hurt anybody, which I didn't want to see. But it's like the girl said, oh, I got to pee, and then we're going to drop you off where you're going. And she'd go out to pee and they'd take off. And then the camera would automatically zoom to her running, you fucking assholes, trying to catch them. That was the funniest part
of
it.
Like you said about Captain Stabbin, the porn wasn't as good in Captain Stabbin, if I remember right. The girls weren't as good. But the premise where he would literally kick him off his boat and they'd be in a lake and he'd just like drive off.
He would push him off.
Yes.
What if by chance the girl didn't know how to fucking swim? You know what I mean?
He just dies.
But it's like to be sitting there and, you know, still be looking at his shiny, glistening dick, you know, and then he's like, isn't this not the most beautiful view? And the girl go, yeah, it's pretty. You go, cave her over the side.
You know,
she was only 50 feet from the shore, but he turned on the motor and take off.
It doesn't matter. It was so fucking funny.
It was.
I remember the first time. And that's one of those things that you might watch three or four of those before you even get to the end to see him do that.
So, I know.
It's like you've been watching this guy's porn and you didn't realize he's been kicking the bitch off the boat.
Yeah. Captain Stabbin'. I like the Bang Bus ones better because, you know, girl hitchhiking or a girl standing there at a bus stop or whatever. Hey, you need a ride? We're doing this documentary, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure. $800. Cool. I'm in. And out the door she goes. And I guess because they've got it all on video that she consented to it all.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to say? What are you going to go to the cops and say, hey, I did a prostitution thing and they didn't pay me?
Yeah, no shit.
That's basically what it is.
Well, that's why I don't believe that it's real.
I like to think that it was real at the beginning.
Yeah.
I know it turned fake. They had to get better looking girls and all that stuff. But see, there was one that popped out there, and God, this would have really fucked me up, man. I would have killed somebody. It was called Bait Bus. It was the same thing with gay dudes. And basically, there'd be a hot chick sitting in the back seat. Gay guy hid behind the back seat, okay? And they would say to this dude, hey, we're making a documentary.
Yeah.
How'd you like this girl to blow you? Oh, hell yeah, I would, blah, blah, blah. But you got to be blindfolded. And then the gay dude would pop out and start blowing him.
Jesus.
Then mid-BJ, they'd pull the fucking blindfold off the dude. And he'd always freak out. Get the fuck off me. I'm not gay. Stuff like this.
Was there ever any physical hits? Because it had to be fake.
I'm thinking that one had to be
fake. Had to be, right?
But if it weren't, people would have died.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, and there's no way you wouldn't have known. I mean, there's so many people, as soon as they pulled that off and you seen the guy, he would start punching for real. Not just like, hey, I'm not
gay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, man, let me put this away. This is gross.
But I'm saying, judging by the premise of it, if that were real, yeah, you could easily get killed in that one.
Okay, you. Take it off. What happens?
I punch.
Oh, I let him finish.
Do you? See, so let's go back to this. Does that make me? Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Hey, back to this Tiger King documentary that you're going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question that gets brought up kind of to me is both of his husbands, he marries both of these young guys, both when they're like 18, 19 years old, and he's like 50 at this point. But anyways, he marries two dudes, and later in the documentary, both of them apparently aren't gay. They came out and say they're not gay. Can you be married to a guy, sucking dick, sleeping with him, and another dude for 5-10 years and not be gay? Come on.
No.
No, I don't believe it. I mean, girls take that and they're just like, so he wasn't gay old? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
All right, you're not, I mean, bi, he might be bi. That's fine if he likes girls now. Cool,
but
whatever.
But you and I both know people and who, you know, if it's true, you know, I don't believe any longer. I might have been stupid when I was growing up, but I don't believe any longer that being gay is a choice. I believe you're born that way.
I never thought it was a choice.
But I'm saying, you know, gotcha. I'm saying it might take you 30 years to realize who you are.
I get that, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But I know people, we know several people who've been married with families that have gotten divorces and I'm gay. I just finally decided it was time to come out with it.
I can see it going that way. I can't see it going the other way.
We know a guy that went the other way.
He was gay for a while. Oh, yeah, you're right. But that person's just bi, though. I mean, you can be bi. That's fine.
Yeah, but this person we knew wasn't bi.
But I think that person, if you asked him right now if he was gay, he would say yes. These people are saying they're not gay after being married to this dude for so long.
No, I disagree.
You know what I mean? Like, that person realizes that they're bisexual, which is fine, whatever. Do your thing. But these guys are claiming they're not gay at all. That's not true. You don't sleep with dudes for 10 years and then go, I wasn't gay. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Because a heterosexual man can't do that.
Now, there is some meth involved and some other shit, and I ain't going to get too much into that because I want you to enjoy the documentary, you know what I mean, as it comes, without ruining it completely, even though I have told you a lot of it, but it's still worth watching.
Yeah. But no, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
I think that
one bugged me.
I think you could be married and you could fall into the system of, well, I got to do what my parents did, and you could be married, and then you can decide, you know what, I'm finally ready to be who I am and be gay. The only thing I think that's fucked up about it is when you've brought children into this world and blah, 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 and now you're going to alter their lives because of your decision. I don't think that's cool. Works different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging anybody. But no, to me, that one's a big no. You're married to a man for a while. You're taking it in the cornhole. You're giving it in the cornhole.
Yeah, you're
gay.
You're gay, man. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like we said, do your thing. But come on, don't lie to yourself.
And don't fuck other people over in the process. That's the whole point.
Yeah. So we've made a point to avoid talking about the old coronavirus today, and we'll probably continue that trend. But every once in a while, something comes up that's sometimes just funny. So I will bring that kind of stuff up. Did you see New York's warning to people about sex?
No.
There is some great stuff in this.
Oh, by the way, I remembered my porn thing. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, go into it. I'll read this.
No, you read that first.
All right. You can get the coronavirus from obviously kissing and everything.
Okay, obviously. All right?
You can get it through that. They have not proven that you can get it through semen or vaginal fluid. So you can still fuck, I guess. If you wear a mask and everything else, you can still technically fuck someone with the coronavirus and not get it.
Okay.
All right. But rimming is off limits. It actually says this.
Rimming's off limits?
From the New York government.
Thank God I don't live in New York.
Yes. They put out their warnings that rimming, and then, you know, it describes it, mouth on anus might spread COVID-19. Virus and feces may enter your mouth. All right.
See, I would think it would be more like saliva going into your blood system through the ass.
They recommend condoms and dental dams to reduce the contact of saliva or feces. So you got to put a dental dam on the old butthole, I guess.
I've used a dental dam before.
On a butthole?
No, on a vagina. No, on a vagina, but... It was just weird and creepy, and I'll never do it again.
Then it tells you to wash your sex toys with soap and warm water.
Always do.
Yeah, you want to make sure you do that.
If I had some, I always would.
Disinfect keyboards and touchscreens after you jerk off, basically. And skip sex if you're not feeling well.
Hold on a second. Disinfect keyboards after you jerk off when they just said you can't get it from semen.
Yeah, but you're I don't fucking know. But that's just what it says. Hey, man, they're not being consistent. You're right. You're right. And then it goes into HIV or anything. I just got a real big kick out of telling us that we're not allowed rimming while this COVID-19's out there.
Well, if DeWine ever says that, I'm a lawbreaker.
So you hear about that. Yeah, you hear about that. And remember out there, especially in New York, you can fuck, but don't kiss. Don't eat ass.
Don't eat ass.
And then you should be fine otherwise.
I wonder if they have like posters on that. You know, like a guy with his face buried in this girl's crack and it's with a line through it, you know? No rimming.
No rimming allowed.
Okay, I remembered my porn thing. My new porn thing. Okay, fuck, I can't believe I forgot this in the first place. There's this woman that lives in Amsterdam. Okay, she lives just outside of Amsterdam. And she runs this deal. She has people send her emails and things like that, videos and whatnot. Pause.
Tell the listening audience. My son ran into the podcast here in the middle of it, and even though he's not supposed to, and he knows that, but you know, he's not much of a listener. Just to tell me that he has black poop and brown poop. It's a mixture. So thanks for telling me that, Kane, and we will see you later, right?
So it looks like a Doberman then. It
looks like a Doberman? Does your poop look like a Doberman or maybe a Rottweiler? No. No? All right, well, you're boring and you won't talk into the mic, so go inside.
If you guys could see this kid weighs 40 pounds with a bag of cement on his back. I mean, he's the skinniest kid you've ever seen in your life. All right, so let me get back to my porn.
He's got a piece on him, though.
Does he really?
Yeah, for a little kid. It's kind of intimidating.
Like thumb size?
Yeah, a little bit more. Probably. No. Like index finger.
Wow.
It's weird.
Well, he is half black.
He is half black. He got that. He definitely didn't get it from me, guys.
All right, so this woman lives just outside of Amsterdam, and she has these people send in, these people that have never been to a whorehouse, send in, I want to go. Basically, she picks one each week, and she brings him in. Takes him to an Amsterdam whorehouse, pays for it, and videotapes the whole thing. Okay, mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. But this girl that does it is really hot. Okay, she's really hot. She gets butt-ass naked, lays down next to you with a microphone in her hand, basically giving play-by-play.
It's like the host.
Yeah, but she's naked, and you're not allowed to reach over and play with her. Now, she'll play with your butthole and stuff. your ass cheeks, and reach under, play with your nuts, and play with a titty.
Really?
But I've only seen two episodes, and both guys reached over and tried to grab her titty, and she, no, you can't do that. I'm not part of this. But she's nude.
Yeah.
But it was just hot. These are real prostitutes in an Amsterdam whorehouse. And the coolest part for me was, because I've never been to Amsterdam, it shows the whole deal, like the window front hookers with, you know, three floors of naked women standing there waving at you and blah, blah, blah. I had never seen it. So it was interesting to me, but I thought the funniest, coolest part was that they picked out the hooker for this guy. They went in, and first of all, guys, this is a professional courtesy warning. Don't ever go down on a prostitute. It's just bad business.
No, why would you do that?
He did. Ugh. He did. Okay, well, anyway, this hot, naked girl standing next to her with a microphone. Hey, you like those tits? Hey, how's his dick feel? Stuff like this. And it mixed a little comedy with it, but it was pretty fucking cool in the first place.
Yeah, I liked it. I had a friend once, and we were at the strip club. All right, I wasn't there. I picked him up. Then it was him and a few others. I think Shredmaster Miggy was one of them.
Nice.
Who bragged about licking the stripper's butt during a lap dance. And I would never brag about that.
Probably the cheek, I'm sure.
I don't think so. This guy was weird. I wouldn't even call him a friend. He was just a guy I knew. He's fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah. Name was Creepy Lou, I think, or some shit like that.
Creepy's a good...
Yeah, that's what he actually described him, was creepy something or another, but...
He licked her butthole.
He licked her butthole. He was all proud of it.
Sweating and stuff all night long. Yeah. And let me tell you, I worked in a
And it was one of those. It was one of those ones over in Newport, like the real shitholes.
Oh, God, where the girls look like me.
Yes.
The way we were all getting busted for prostitution.
Covington.
Yeah, like it's the Brass Ass and all those places.
Yeah, Brass Ass is in Newport. These are in Covington. The ones in Covington are worse somehow.
Yeah, half of them have been closed down.
Yeah.
We went into one night. I swear to God this happened. We went into one. It was a little bar in front of it, but it was one of those places. It was a titty bar.
Mm-hmm.
We looked over in the corner. The girl was blowing a guy out in the open. Out in the open. Back in the corner. He was sitting on a booth, and she was just blowing him.
Well, you know, you got to make your money somehow.
Yeah, but the girl was horrible looking. You know what I mean? Miss Covington, 2019. She was not attractive.
Maybe
she,
Miss Covington. That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Woof.
That's what I'm saying.
I know you Covington people are going to take this bad, but woof.
Yeah, you Covington people are not known for being gorgeous people.
No.
Covington's got some fucked up people in it.
Yeah, it's I mean, they're making it come around like certain parts of Covington. If you go over there by the park and stuff like that, it's not so bad.
No, the parts that are getting closer to Newport.
No, the other way around. The ones that are like over by DeVue Park and stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's some of the real nice places over there, yeah. But outside of that, nah. I'll pass.
So, you know, speaking of strippers and stuff, my buddy Rick got married probably 20 years ago. Mm. Well, all the guys in his wedding party, it was me and my buddy Jeff, my buddy Tim, and then the best man was his little brother, Tim. Well, he thought it'd be funny that he bought us all thongs to wear. Okay, and then at the reception, basically what we were going to do is, have you ever worn a thong?
No.
Well, let me tell you about it. At the reception, we were all going to drop our pants and be wearing these flaming red thongs. So we get into the limo after the wedding, and we're getting ready to drive to get pictures taken. He pulls out the thongs, and he tells us all the story. Hey, I want to put these on, and we're going to drop our pants at the reception. Well, nobody knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jeff and Tim, we're game for anything. But his little brother, Tim, real straight arrow, clean-cut kid. But the thing that bothered him the most is he's hairy, and he's got a hairy ass, and he didn't want everybody at the wedding to see this hairy ass. He literally made him stop at a convenience store and got a disposable razor and was shaving his ass cheeks as we went.
That important to him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, his fiance was there. He didn't want to be embarrassed. He was a great kid. He was willing to go along with anything because it's his brother's wedding.
Yeah.
Cool, cool kid. But he didn't want to see this hairy ass. So anyway, we get to the reception, and we're wearing these thongs. And let me tell you, it's about the most uncomfortable thing. I don't know how women do it, because it's about the most fucking uncomfortable thing ever.
I don't know why women do a lot of things they do.
Because this little strip of shit is pushing against your junk and your cornhole. It's mm-hmm. It's not just sitting there. Like, it's pushing against it. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I had the urge to fart. Okay? I farted. The fart went out my intestines, hit... hit the little strip of material on my crack, and then decided which way it was going to go.
Your dad.
Thanks.
So literally, when you're wearing a thong and you fart, when you're wearing a thong and you fart, the air comes out one direction, left or right. I guess the path of least resistance is what it ends up coming, but it doesn't shoot through the thong. It whoop, like a bubble, and then mm-hmm. It pops out one way. Most uncomfortable night of my life wearing these thongs.
I don't know why women do a lot of things they do as far as that kind of stuff, like thongs. High heels, I've never understood high heels.
I don't understand. Now, high heels, I worked in a titty bar. Mm-hmm. You can have a lot of cellulite and shit on the back of your legs. You put on a pair of those high heels, and it disappears.
Yeah, but here's a theory. Tell me if you think this might ring to be true. I think girls that wear high heels often are much more likely to do anal sex.
Hmm.
And the reason I think this is because...
I don't see the correlation.
The reason why I think this is someone's willing to put themselves in pain. I mean, there's pain involved in wearing high heels for a long time just to make their ass look good. So they want their ass to look good and they're willing to be in pain for hours at a time. They probably take it in a pooper.
Well, the only way I might disagree with that is, first of all, with women, obviously looking your best is a priority. They'll spend an hour in front of the mirror putting on makeup that they're only going to wipe off 4 hours later. You know what I mean? They spend all this time doing their hair. That's the one thing where it's so nice to be a man. I stand in front of the mirror, I shave, I throw some gel in my hair, and I'm out.
Yeah, you're done.
You know what I mean? With women, they're sitting there literally curling their hair with these flat irons and these curling irons and putting on makeup and all that, because appearance is much more important to women. I think women that wear high heels have been wearing them a long time. I mean, I've worn high heels for a Halloween costume or whatever. I can't walk. I about break my ankles.
They're awful.
But these girls can run in these.
Some of them, yes.
I mean, they're used to wearing them, and I don't think there's any correlation between liking it in the dumper.
Well, I do. And wearing high heels. I think you're fucking wrong. All right? I've stuck to this theory for years, and I thought you would agree with me. It kind of upsets me.
So you're saying that women that wear flats don't like it in the butt?
They might like it, too, but I just think if you see a girl with high heels, there's a better chance of her liking it in the dumper than if
but
she wasn't wearing high heels.
Almost all girls are in high heels.
No, they're not. My wife hasn't wore high heels. There you go. My wife has never fucking wore high heels for a whole marriage. Ever. Once. Not once. Will never happen. Because they're uncomfortable, and I don't blame her.
No, but she's got the medically most sensitive asshole on the face of the planet. You true. Verified that.
No, we got the paperwork today. I was reading over it. Cracked me up.
So that's why she doesn't do it in the butt. Has nothing to do with her footwear.
Maybe.
Well,
I'm just saying she also doesn't wear
high heels.
How
about them girls that think they're hippies? Okay, that, you know, the girls that grow dreads and stuff like that, they don't even wear shoes, and they take it everywhere.
They take it everywhere.
Yeah, these hippie girls, they take it everywhere.
Yeah, well, they're bringing the percentages up. But I'm saying if you're looking at an actual percentage, the percentage is higher for girls that wear high heels.
I don't see the correlation.
I don't give a fuck if you
but
do.
But you know what gets me? Here's what gets me.
What?
And this is with men and women, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, women wear these push-up bras.
Yeah.
They grab their titties and shove them up. And granted, appearance is important. They want the dress to look right, whatever.
I like cleavage.
They look great. But it's like they also wear, like, women that wear Spanx because they want their ass to look smaller. And, you know, girdles, they want their belly to look smaller and all that stuff. And guys do the same kind of shit.
Some, yeah.
Whether they stick stuff in their underwear to make it look like they got a dick, whatever. If you successfully complete your goal of attracting a man, as soon as you get naked, all that shit's going to fall.
Well, here's the thing. For guys, though, we don't care. So all that shit falls, you might go, eh, but you're still finishing the deed. Now, girls might be a different case. So some guy's putting a fucking big salami down his pants, and all of a sudden, she pulls it out and sees his little donger. She might be disappointed. And be like, all right, I'm out.
Right.
But guys, we're such fucking animals. There might be a little disappointment, but after that, we're still doing our thing.
Well, I'll tell you, well, it's true. But see, I had this buddy that, good-looking guy, but this guy used to put a potato in his pants.
That's fucking ridiculous. He wants their dick to look like a potato anyways.
It wasn't a huge potato. He put a potato. He always got laid. Always got laid. It probably had nothing to do with that. Probably had to do with the fact that he was good looking and could talk to women.
Yeah.
So I asked him one day, I said, how are you getting ass all the fucking time? And he pulled the potato out. He said, I stick a potato in my pants every time I go out. So I tried it. Well, I tried it for the next month. Nothing happened. I got no ass. And then he finally came up to me one day and he goes, I realized the problem. You need to put that in the front.
God damn you. So this wasn't true?
Oh,
God
no.
Damn it. Oh, I was really hoping you had a friend to put a potato in his. And I was really hoping you put a potato in your pants for a month. You son of a bitch. That was funny, though.
It was funny. But no, I think that for women, just appearance is everything. My God, man. Being a woman's hard. Sitting in front of the mirror for an hour, hour and a half every day just to go to work, putting your makeup on, doing your hair. That shit is tough.
Credit bill passed.
It did?
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Me and Chris are in that weird position. We're going to make more money off of this bill than we were if we were
quite
working.
A bit more.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But I'll take it.
Yeah,
I've paid in the taxes forever. Fucking give me some of that
shit back.
That's
what I'm saying. And that's what pisses me off. I'm 10, 12 years away from Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody kills that fucking plan after I've been paying in it my whole fucking life,
yeah.
I don't know, I'll go postal.
I don't think my generation's going to get it. I think your generation might be the last. Like, people maybe 10 years older than me, which you're right in that range.
But you're still paying into it every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it sucks. I'm just saying that it's not going to last. People weren't supposed to live this fucking long.
Well, no, because back then, people didn't. It seems to me these days you're living a lot longer, but your quality of life sucks.
Yeah.
You might live to be 90, but you're on a ventilator and you can't leave the fucking house because you got COPD. Back then, people died in their mid-60s,
mm-hmm.
but they died fucking happy and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Everything's good, your life is great, and then one day, boom, you have a heart attack and you're dead.
Yeah. So they were only on Social Security like 10 years usually at most.
Yeah.
And now there's people on it on average for like 20 years.
Yeah, you can get it. Well, that's why they said it where you can get it at 63, but if you wait, you're going to get more.
Well, it's every time. I think the Republicans are the ones that usually want to push it back a little bit. And that might be one of the things I kind of agree with them on, even though I don't want to look forward to doing that. But I think without doing that, pushing it back, it won't be there when I get there. So,
well, think about it.
So if you give me the option to work one more year and actually get it, then I'll fucking take that option. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm looking at probably not there.
Yeah, but I mean, it does. Back then, women stayed home and raised kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the men went out and worked, or sometimes the man stayed home and the woman went out. But back then, you could raise a family on one income. So what happened is, when you get to Social Security age, like my mother, she didn't work my whole life.
Yeah.
So she wasn't eligible for any benefits, but she gets my dad's benefits because he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And without those, she would be in real trouble. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's, to me, that's what the system's designed for. You got a woman whose husband, she stayed home like they want you to do, especially the Republicans. They want you to raise your family, a solid family, blah, blah, blah. Husband went out and worked 12 hours a day. Okay, now he passed away. Take care of this woman. And that's what they is supposed to happen. Now, she doesn't get enough, but without it, she'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what it's designed for.
It's something. I mean, the idea is to take that, to do a 401k on your own, and between Social Security and 401k, you should be able to live.
Yeah, it's not a terrible amount less than I'm bringing home now. It's not like half of what I'm bringing home now. You know what I mean? It's not what I'm bringing home now, but as an old man, it would be enough to sustain an existence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're not paying for kids or anything else at this point.
Right. And you're not, you know, I'm not going to be going out to Florida to, you know, go on a golfing trips for 2 weeks and all that stuff. It wouldn't take care of that. But I mean, I've got, you know, a 401k that's probably what not worth nothing right now.
No, all of our 401ks got rocked hard.
Yeah, they got rocked hard.
I mean, we had a friend tell us the other day, and I always withdraw my 401k. I do buy it because he's been doing it for 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah. So
he lost that much in a week?
He lost 50,000 in 1 week. Yeah. That's insane.
In 1 week?
Yeah, dude. The stock market crashed hard. I think it's popping back up again a little bit.
Yeah. So he's just expecting that, you know, give it a year or two and his money will be back.
Well, that's the thing about 401ks is, okay, that sucks. You know, you lose a bunch of money right there. But if you're not pulling it out for another 20 years, it's the shit's going to go back up.
Right.
The coronavirus isn't going to last fucking 20 years.
Right. So, funniest thing is, on election night, this past election night, I'm working in a section with Gary Rogers, one of my favorite people in the world.
Old school hippie,
fun fucking dude. Talk sports with you all night, get drunk with you all night, smoke weed with you all night. Just a fucking fun dude. But this dude's hardcore liberal, funny because he's hardcore liberal in some ways, but he thinks Republican in other ways. But most of his thinking is hardcore liberal.
Nah, me and Gary think a lot alike politically, usually.
Yeah. So he comes up to me in the middle of the fucking election. He goes, "Motherfucker, I just lost $22,000 because of your fucking boy Trump. I just lost 22 grand. I can't fucking believe this." 2 days later, that 22 grand was back, and he was up 7,000.
Yeah, that's the way with the
stock market. I'm like, "You gonna thank Trump for that?" Fuck no, it had nothing to do with him. Then, but how come it had something to do with him losing you money?
I really don't think presidents have that much to do with the stock market.
No, me either.
Not in the grand scheme of things. They might have a hit here, a hit there, but...
But the look on his face, "I just lost $22,000 because of your fucking boy Trump."
He was legit mad at you, I think, for like a week after Trump won.
Oh, he was?
I think he was legit mad at anyone that voted for Trump. Like, he was...
But I told everybody I was voting for Trump. I told everybody I will not vote for Hillary. And I'll tell everybody right now, I will not vote for Joe Biden.
Does that mean you're voting for Trump again?
Absolutely. If he's my option.
That's your only guy. You won't go anywhere else. Or you just won't vote.
I just won't vote.
I mean, that's what I'm doing.
That's a good possibility, too.
I mean, I'm not voting for president. I'm going to vote for all the other shit, you know, that's there.
That's probably I'm going
to
go.
I can't put my name next to either of those two. I can't do it.
Well, you know what? I might not vote, but I'm saying I won't vote independent or any of those because they got no chance of winning. My vote's not going to fucking matter.
And besides, you really, like, you voted for Trump, and I mean, I get you. I got where you're coming from, and you do believe some of the stuff he did, but after seeing him in action for 4 years, he obviously hasn't lived up to some of the shit, and he's been even worse for the world. So it's just, I think that had to change your mind a little bit.
To me, he's not a presidential guy. Okay. But the one thing I will say, and I don't even think you're a smart guy. You can't deny some good things have happened with him in office.
Yeah, but I think a lot of those things would have happened regardless.
Well, everybody says that about every president.
Yeah.
But then if it's their guy, they're going to be the first one to jump on it. Yeah, everything. If I say it would have happened 8 years ago, yeah, but it's Obama that pushed it over. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. People always conveniently take their candidate. But
I get what you're saying, but
Trump,
I mean, I also
never,
understand that it's gone on this.
He was never my guy.
Yeah.
We've been through this a million times. I hated Hillary. I hate everything she stood for, and I didn't trust her.
Yeah, I hate Hillary, too.
And that's why I voted Trump. I don't like Joe Biden. Am I crazy about Trump? No, I'm not. But
oh, shit.
If Trump I had Biden. To vote for one of those two, I would cast my vote for Trump. Now, yeah, you're right. I'm like you. I might not vote for president. It's not going to matter. None of it's going to matter. Trump's going to win in a landslide.
No, yeah, he's winning. He's winning. Fuck, Biden. You haven't even seen Biden during any of the shit that's going on.
Fuck,
he
no.
disappeared, and I think the reason he disappeared is because his people know you can't put this guy out in front of people.
No.
He's going to say some stupid shit.
He's got mild dementia, this fucking guy. He says stupider shit than Trump does.
Well, he just sounds stupider when he's saying it, if nothing else. I mean, sometimes he doesn't say stupider shit, but getting there takes him so long. And
I guarantee he would never come up as anything as clever as Kung Flu.
Kung Flu was great. Kung Flu was great. I don't think Trump made that up, though.
You think somebody in his office made it up?
I think the first time it got brought up to him, he was like, what? They said what? And they said it again, and then he's like, I don't know.
Have you been getting sent any rock tunes done to the coronavirus theme? Like COVID-19, the Come On Eileen? I got one today of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I don't watch them.
It was pretty funny. They actually had the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack in the back playing on an instrumental, and a guy who sounded a little bit like Freddie Mercury barking out the tune.
If you want me to watch something that you send to me, it better be like a GIF or something I can see right away. If I have to get to a website, if I have to, you know, watch some 5-minute videos. I send you lots of those. GIF's fine. Sure. You cheat. Kind of, not really. Well, Pappenheimer will send me one, and then I'll get the same one 2 seconds later from you. So it's like, I know they're just coming from him.
He sent me one today.
He sent me one today, too.
Did it? Was it a good one, or?
I don't remember. The one with the lady hanging the other day was pretty good.
Twisting around on the rope? Yeah, that was pretty intense.
That was good. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't know that she was giving him a blowjob the whole time until later. Hey, man, you got a would you rather for the week? We're pretty deep.
Yeah, I think I can definitely come up with your would you rather.
We're $1.20 in.
Are we $1.20 in? Yeah. Man, this one just kind of flew by.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sitting there bullshitting about mindless nothing. By the way, let's tell people, what is our recording schedule going to be? We're going to do two more this week.
Yeah, we're going to record, we'll have one, and this will probably come out tomorrow morning or late tonight, so Thursday, Friday morning. We'll have another one come out probably Monday at some point, and then another one next Thursday.
Okay.
So that's the plan as far as releasing them.
Yeah, guys, keep sharing the stuff. Jason posts videos on there. Make sure you share them. Get them out on social media. Let's keep the listening going up and up, because it's really on the rise.
Try to get someone to come in with us, too, this weekend.
Yeah, our news girl bailed on us.
Well, yeah, I haven't heard from her.
Good job, Nate.
Yeah, good job, Nate.
Yeah, Nate's like Kreskin.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, Kreskin was an old magician. One of the first ones before Copperfield and all that. Used to go on the Johnny Carson show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that used to hold up a spoon and would bend it with his mind. You know, he was that guy. He was the first really out there magician that brought magic onto the, and he was used to go on Carson all the time and bend a spoon, standing there staring at it, and the thing would start bending.
Well, I don't get what that has to do with anything there right now.
No, he's a mind reader. He was a mind reader. You could read Johnny Carson's mind, too.
I didn't know the mind reader. You were just talking about the spoons.
No, Johnny Carson did his fucking skit that he did where he was a mind reader all the time. He did that after Kreskin, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so Nate was a definite mind reader. Okay, here's my would you rather for the week. And here we go. This is a pretty good one, I think. Would you rather get herpes, which lasts you for the rest of your life, okay? Because, herpes never goes away.
Yeah.
Would you rather get herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia all at once? Your dick's going to burn, everything. You take medicine, you'll get rid of some of them, blah, blah, blah. But you're going to have these diseases for a good month.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to get a 2-inch tattoo on your forehead that says white power.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That you can never have removed.
Oh, fuck.
Herpes for the rest of your life. And you get the other stuff that goes with it. You take the chlamydia medicine and stuff like that. Or you get a permanent tattoo right above your eyebrows that says white power.
God damn. So you got herpes the rest of your life, like you said before.
Forever. Right? Now, sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't.
You do have pills nowadays that can control it.
Called Zovrex.
Is that what? I think there's a couple different kinds, but either way. And then all the other shit that sucks, But you only get those for a little while, like you said.
Yeah, you can get rid of those. You're just going to feel the discomfort for a couple of weeks when you're getting rid of them.
Or white power on your fucking forehead the rest of your life.
2-inch white power thing right
Jesus
here.
Christ, that's a tough one. Because now you're regulated to wearing a bandana. You're going to look like Bret Michaels the rest of your fucking life because you're covering it up.
You can't cover it up.
What do you mean you can't cover it up?
You can't cover it up.
Right? Like you're not allowed wearing a hat?
Well, you can wear a hat, but I'd still see it. That's why it's above your eyebrows, on your hairline.
I can wear my hats pretty low if I have to.
Yeah, you could. Explain that to your biracial son, what that means. And
well,
why you
get
that.
It. You know what I mean? If it was given the choice, son, I
yeah,
didn't
and by the way,
these.
Obviously, we don't endorse this bullshit white power, but it makes a good would you rather question.
It does, because who the fuck wants that on their forehead?
Nobody.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody.
You know how many fights you're going to get in?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not fights you're going to win.
Unless you're Bret Michaels and wear that ridiculous bandana because his hair's falling out and everybody knows it.
I'm pretty sure the hair is attached to the bandana.
Oh, yeah. That's why he never wears it.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I'm getting herpes. God damn it.
Herpes forever.
Like the Valtrax.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, they
but,
got a
you
couple
know,
different pills.
Eventually, it's going to pop up. A very stressful time in your life, it's going to pop up. Without a doubt, you're going to give it to your wife. You're going to get herpes, man. You got the chirpies.
You're definitely getting herpes. You're going to get shit for a long time.
Nice.
It's going to burn. It's going to be awful.
That's awesome.
Nah, I just got a notification on my phone. Someone liked 16 of our videos in a row.
Love him. But he hasn't asked any questions.
The Dick Man.
He's never asked us any questions.
Nah, Dick Man, get some questions in.
All right, so you're going with the herpes.
Yeah, I'm getting herpes.
Okay, and for our black friends out there, you'd have to get black power there. Now, I realize it's not...
It totally wouldn't be the same thing.
It's totally not the same thing, but at the same time, good luck getting a job, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I bet you... Probably 49 out of 50 would take that tattoo over herpes and all the
yeah,
other shit.
Yeah, I mean, I see
you know
the difference.
I mean?
I see the difference, but no one wants a tattoo like that.
No, you wouldn't
okay,
prefer
how about
it,
this?
But it's not going to cause that
for
much,
any black
the same
listeners,
amount of shit.
For any black listeners, we're going to change it. Instead of black power over your eyebrows, there's going to be a 2-inch dick and balls
there you
tattooed
go.
Right over the top
all
of your
right,
forehead.
There you go.
So that's how you look at it. Dick and balls tattoo over your forehead.
Yeah.
And it can't say, hey, who wants this or anything like that. It's just a picture of a dick and balls or white power. Versus herpes. You're going with the herpes.
I agree. I'm going herpes.
See, I'm going herpes too.
Yeah, it's just too much.
It is too much. And like you said, there are pills and I wear a condom anyway.
It's going to make my wife's family reunions really awkward.
It is. Oh, yeah. God, it would. But I mean,
hey,
I wear
hon,
a condom
I think I'll stay
anyway.
In the car.
So I'll just stick with the condom and I'm probably going to wear one for the rest of my life anyway.
Why?
Because I don't want anything. And
get
I don't
snipped.
Want... Huh?
Get snipped.
No. Snip doesn't, yeah, it stops the baby, but I don't want to get something.
Yeah, they make medicine for
dirty,
most of it.
I still don't want it. Still don't want it.
Yeah, I get away with that.
No, I've been wearing condoms, except for the time that I was married. I've always worn them before, after. I don't even really know what it feels like to bang without one. I've been separated from my wife now and divorced for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 4 years of condom wearing in.
I don't know, man. Sounds awful.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, if you happen to meet somebody that you like that you're with for a couple of months and you actually get to pull it off, you probably nut in about 2 seconds because it feels so good.
Yeah. There is a huge difference there.
A gigantic difference. All right. So that's the would you rather. Now think about it. For you black guys, it's a cock on your forehead. And for the white guys, it's a white power.
Yeah. I'm taking herpes every time, man. Fucking herpes, bring on the gonorrhea, the clap, whatever else they got, crabs, I guess. I don't even know what all you got going on, but...
Man, there's all kinds of stuff, man.
Yeah, well, you're not getting AIDS.
No, I think you can still get gonorrhea or syphilis, and that sucks.
I'm sure it has to, right?
Yeah, it feels like you're peeing razor blades,
I've had scabies. Scabies sucked.
I got crabs.
Yeah.
But I've never had gonorrhea or anything. Like I said, no. The only thing I've maybe had was the chlamydia one time, and I never felt anything. I just took the pill.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I've said before, I had a burning sensation, but it was only like 2 days, so I don't know what it was. Just let it go. Didn't stick around long enough, and it really wasn't that bad of a burning. You know, I wasn't gonna be at the urinal going, oh, you know, nothing like that. It was just like, yeah, what's going on there? You know, what's going on there?
Gotta all watch right, joke it. Of the day.
All right, go.
this is one I like. It's never been one of my favorites, but you can only have so many favorites. Guy's walking up down the street, and he's horny one night, and he flags down a hooker. He says to the hooker, hey, listen, I'm really horny. It's been a long time for me. My wife left me. I don't have any friends. Don't have any money. I only got like 10 bucks. She goes, 10 bucks? I can't fuck you for 10 bucks. I'll let you eat it. You can jack off. He goes, well, it's better than nothing. So they go into an alley. He pulls her underwear down. He's on the ground. He starts eating her box. She's moaning a little bit. All of a sudden, he's looking at her box. He's eating it. All of a sudden, a kernel of corn falls out of her pussy. He goes, what the fuck is that? She goes, don't worry about it. Just keep going. So he keeps going a little bit. Next, all of a sudden, he feels something on the end of his tongue. He reaches up. He pulls out a chicken bone, falls out of his stash. A little chicken bone from a chicken wing. He goes, oh, my God, what is this? And she goes, are you going to eat that or not? So he keeps eating it. All of a sudden, here comes a chunk of beef. Falls right out of her snatch. And he's freaking out. He's like, honey, are you sick? She goes, well, no, I'm not. But the guy right before you was.
Oh, God damn. Fucking gross. Chicken bone. Oh, shit.
It's really a gross one, but it's got a little humor to it.
Oh, God.
The guy right before you was.
Oh, shit. I could have swore I knew someone that got their pussy puked in, but I forget the story.
Pussy what?
Puked in.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that's a story I know, but I don't remember exactly, so I'm going to tell it.
That's gross.
Yeah. Sounds gross.
He didn't get a repeat performance.
I'd hope not.
He didn't get a round two.
I'd hope not.
God, there was that one. Oh, my God. I forget which one it was. There's a sexual practice. We talk about those every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
There's one like that.
Or puking?
Where you actually, oh God, open up this girl's vagina and take a dump in it. And then you screw it.
Oh.
It's called an Alabama Hot Pocket. Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
I'd rather not. I'll pass completely.
An Alabama Hot Pocket.
You know, our friend Matt put something about darting or something in a
message. Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I looked it up just to see what it would mean in the Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently darting's when you walk around and you just pee on someone just a little bit. Just like a little,
that's
like
darting,
like you said, your friend did to the magnetic door openers at the hotel.
Yeah,
just like peed like just a little bit, but that darting.
Just give
you walk
him a
around,
little spray.
Just give him a little spray.
All right, here's the online slang dictionary's definition: the Alabama Hot Pocket, the sexual act of defecating into a vagina and proceeding to have intercourse with the feces filled vagina. Sorry, Dave, I can't come to the pub tonight. My wife and I are having an Alabama Hot Pocket to celebrate my promotion at work.
Oh, God. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
I guarantee someone's done it. There's
you're right.
Some twisted fucks out there.
You're
man.
Right. You're right. I don't even know why I said that. Of course someone did it.
There's some crazy people out there. All right, everybody. That's it.
We done.
Episode 14. Hope you like it. 14. Keep writing in.
Yeah, please write in. It helps us out. Helps us concentrate on other shit besides the world falling down apart.
It does. Chris, you got a pizza coming. Send us your address.
Send us address in a time. Hope to hear from you, good pussy 69.
Take care, guys.
See you later.
Mercy in a minute now. I'ma bleed a little poison now. I'ma cry a little river down. And then I'm setting this whole thing on fire. And I'm burning up the night she died. I'm putting every last picture aside. I'm gonna say what I need to say in my very last letter to you. Cause you always made it clear. Said you'd never be my thing. So here's to you and your bright baby blues. And just a pause to cool the refrain. Said you were satisfied, and now this body just waited the time. And that you missed him sometimes, but you said it's alright. It's just a whole lot harder alone. But I wish you knew her now. She's a better side of me now, and I'm doing the best I can. It's what you wanted. And I see it like you were there. I know just how you smile. Mary looked just like it was 19. that night. But here the days will eat you alive, but I won't give in tonight. You said it's not worth my time, and not to regard them, and not to settle just for peace of mind. I can wait it out all night, but just keep breathing. But Mary, I found the sound, and his heart keeps pouring it out. And the glory hasn't come, and it's probably gonna fade like a tattoo that hides the shame. And the reasons always fade, and the pain gets out someday. So I'm saying my goodbyes to your deep blue eyes, cause I don't know how to say. Stay still in the pain, stay still in the pain. But I wish you knew her now. She's a better side of me now, and I'm doing the best I can. It's what you wanted, and I see it like you were there. And I know just how you'd smile, Mary, you look just like it was 1930 that night. If I recall the last thing you said to me before it broke up, before it took you from me, and you said I love.